This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on the old adage, don't judge a book by its cover. And when I think about this adage, I think about the story of the Good Samaritan. So as we know, there is a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. He is attacked by robbers and left for dead on the side of the road. There is a priest that sees him but chooses to cross the street. Now, as I've done a little homework on this, there are cleansing rituals that a priest must go through before entering the temple. So if this man had died or if he was all bloodied, maybe the priest didn't want to take the time to perform these cleansing rituals. Maybe he didn't want to be delayed. Then there was a Levite who also has a religious and political standing in the community who also chose to ignore this man. But it was the Samaritan who is spit upon, if you will, in society. But he showed this perfect stranger compassion. He poured oil and wine into his wounds. He took him to an inn and paid the fee and told the innkeeper he would pay more if needed. So in society, we tend to place emphasis on titles, and God places emphasis on the heart. The words that remind me of this are, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Tomorrow, let's talk about self-care. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, let's stay out of the business of judging others because no one knows another's heart like God.